Jazz Party on KRTU 91.7 FM. Barry Brake here.
Darren Cooper here.
Greg Norris here. Hey, it smells like jazz.
And every Tuesday night we come to you at 9 o'clock. We bring our own instruments sometimes. Sometimes we just spin discs. But tonight it's drum night.
Three drummers, three very special musicians, one being me. One, Steve Glazer on drums, and of course, Jay Bird, Jay Mithauer on drums as well. So we're very excited.
For now, say hello to the jazz protagonists. Yeah, baby, jazz on 91.7 FM with the protagonist Jazz Party on a very special drum night with Jay Mithauer and Steve Glazer, as well as Darren Cooper. That's three drummers in one, along with bass player Greg Norris and me, Barry Brake, on piano.
And the first tune we're going to do this evening is a Miles Davis composition called So What, with a little Latin tinge. Hope you enjoy it.
A Latin tinge.
It's a Latin tinge. Thank you.
Jazz on 91.7 FM, the Protagonist's Jazz Party.
It's a jazz party, baby.
That was a tune called So What, a Miles Davis favorite that we did our own little San Antonio-flavored version of. Hey, you might have noticed, it's drum night. On here's the deal. Here's the key. Here's the key.
The drum key.
The stereophonic field.
In high fidelity.
In high fidelity. To on one side over here, you've got Darren Cooper on drums. On the in the middle, you've got Jay Burritt Midhauer on the drums. And to the right, you've got Steve Glazer on the drums. So it's drum night. Somewhere in there, you've also got Greg Norris on string bass, me, Barry Brake on piano. And so, hey, you having fun yet?
Steve, tell us a little bit about yourself. You grew up a poor man. And
yeah, I grew up around here. Yeah, no, well, I'm real happy to be here tonight. This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, man, we're glad you're here, man.
It's great.
So you've been a San Antonio native, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. Yeah.
And from what I understand, musical family, dad was a trumpet player, right?
Yeah, dad was a trumpet player. He took me out to hear the drummers play when I was a kid. This is great. I very seldom get to play with other drummers, so.
Yeah, exactly. That's the deal, man. You know, you never, when you're a drummer, you may not even get to hear other drummers a whole lot,
right,
much less be able to actually play with them, because a drum section only has one of each thing, unlike saxophones and trombones and other stuff.
Well, we used to do this at my house. Just Darren and I would get together and play, so we figured, well, let's just do something and put it down and tape it, you know. So
yeah, and then Jay moved into town, and he started calling all the guys that were around, you know, the guys who play all the time. It's like, hey, I'm in town, you know, wanted to meet the fraternity, basically. So we'll be talking to Jay here in a little while as well. So anyway,
it's the fraternal order, no drummers.
You have to wear a strange hat, which is part of the fraternal order thing, and there's a handshake.
Hey, it's good enough for Monk. It's good enough for
Monk. That's my hat. That's my
hat. So we're going to get back into the business at hand, and we're going to do an old favorite. You might know probably most notably from Benny Goodman, did a tune called Avalon.
Sure.
So this is Avalon with Protagonist's Jazz Party plus two very, very fine drummers. Hope you enjoy it.
Jazz on 91.7 FM and KRTU.org.
Thank you.
Avalon on the Protagonist Jazz Party, a great old Benny Goodman tune done here with three drummers. Derek Cooper on drums, Jay Mithauer on drums, Steve Glazer on drums, and that's from left to right in your stereo field, along with Greg Norris, Barry Brake here. Hey, it's the Protagonist Jazz Party.
All right, so we talked with Steve Glazer earlier, and now we're going to meet our other cohort here, Jay Mithauer.
Hey, Jay.
Jay has a sordid past that we need to cover,
a
I think.
A sordid past.
Actually, Jay's
early
claim to fame was the drummer for Chase, if I'm not mistaken. So how'd that happen?
Well, I knew Bill Chase up in Vegas, and we decided to put a band together, and that was the way it started, and we ended up cranking out.
That's so cool.
Lots of gigs.
if people who are maybe not familiar with Chase, what would you kind of describe it as?
If you drank 20 espressos at once, and then decided to listen to four trumpet players who just did the same thing.
Exactly.
So, espressos, is that what you were drinking?
Espresso,
and
yeah.
And song titles, all blue. Blue, baby.
And now eventually they merged, and now it's Chase Manhattan, is that right?
That's correct. That's correct. But they canceled my card.
The espresso, I'll have a Manhattan.
But now, I'll take Manhattan. So, Jay, but you had, before Chase, so I mean, you had played quite a while before that as well up in the East Coast, correct?
Absolutely. I started playing when I was about 15. And then by 16, I was actually on the road. And then I was on the road for about 7 years, in and out of New York quite a bit through that period. Then moved to Vegas, spent 5 years there, and which is when we put Bill's band together. And then I came to L.A. from Bill's band and lived there for 36 or 7 years, wow. I think it is.
I'm so sorry.
So what are you, 90?
I'm 90, actually 91.
That adds up to 91. That's exactly correct. I got the pencil and pad over here. And somewhere along there you played with Bobby Darin as well.
I did play with Bobby Darin, and that was a real treat. That was a 23-piece orchestra, actually. It was fun kicking that around.
Hey, this is the Protagonist Jazz Party on 91.7. We're going to do an original tune entitled Get Busy. Enjoy it. We'll be right back.
tune called Get Busy on the Protagonist Jazz Party on 91.7 FM KRTU. Hey, we come to you every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock p.m. A lot of times we spin our favorite discs for you tonight. We got the instruments out. We're playing the show ourselves. That's Greg Norris over there. On.
Hi, Barry. Hey, Barry Break, is that your real name?
Barry Break. On piano, and no, it's not my real name. It's my stage name. My original name is Johnny Cool. So you know, yeah. Anyway, on drums, Mr. Darren Cooper of the Jazz Protagonist. On drums in the center there, Jay Midhauer. Yeah, baby. And on drums, Mr. Steve Glazer over
there. Yeah, baby.
So, in case you're joining us late for the show, what's happening is we got three drummers for the show. Actually, play a little bit. Darren, you're over there.
I'm right here.
You're over there. Jay is right there. And Steve is right there. Is that not cool? So it's a fun night. We've actually never done this before. I've never recorded with three drummers before, but we'll see how it turns out. This is also going to be the last time. Anyway, we're enjoying that you're listening to 91.7, the Protagonist's Jazz Party. We'll do an atmospheric version of Blue Bossa. Thank you. night at Jazz Party here on 91.7 Jazz for San Antonio. You just heard a Kenny Dorham composition called Blue Bossa, kind of atmospheric, little groovelation. So we're really happy to be here. It was like a last-minute little on-the-spot arrangement thing.
That Darren had worked out several of these little things that you're hearing and sort of mapped it out. But this was kind of a spontaneous deal there.
So. On the spot, and of course, we could not have done it without our special guests tonight, Jay Mithauer and Steve Glazer.
Of course, you listen to Darren Cooper on drums, Greg Norris on string bass, Barry Brinkley on guitar.
Derek Smalls on lead bass.
I wrote that.
Thank our special guests. Man, guys, it was great having you both with us.
Oh, great here anytime. This was fun. Love.
Just delightful.
It was drum-lightful.
It was drum-lightful.
It was drum-lightful. Three drummers in one night. Can you hardly stand it? Thank you so much for listening to the Protagonist Jazz Party, and we'll do one more tune for you, then we're out of here. This is a tune, of course, called 50-50.